Today is the last day to attend the Iowa Pork Congress. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Yesterday and today is the pork industry's largest winter gathering. The annual Iowa Pork Congress is being held in Des Moines, Iowa at the Iowa Event Center. I attended this event a couple years ago and they had a great show. The Iowa Pork Producers Association really does a great job at putting this on. They have a great trade show featuring 225 plus exhibitors. They have strong educational programs throughout both of the days. And also, it's just a great opportunity to network and recognize and award the hardworking pork producers of Iowa. And here to tell us more about yesterday's events and today's events is Kevin Hall, Communications Director for the Iowa Pork Producers Association.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind. You know, this is really our biggest week of the year. We started things off Monday evening where our board members and our staff got together and enjoyed a very nice pork-laden dinner at the Hilton in downtown Des Moines, pork brisket. A coffee-crusted pork brisket was the entree, and it was just an amazing meal. Chef Anthony did a fantastic job. And then Tuesday, our annual meeting, Dean Frazier became our new president, pig farmer from Grundy County, Iowa, and crowned a new pork queen. We honored a lot of great people involved in the industry. Huge trade show floor. We had 225-plus exhibitors, and thousands of people came through the doors. And really, this is the pork industry's largest winter gathering, and it's been a great, great week overall.
Absolutely. And I know some people might not be able to make it out there. And you did say that things kind of wrap up here about 2 o'clock, but you guys have social media. I'm sure you'll be posting throughout the last couple of days too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're on, Twitter or X as they call it now, Instagram, Facebook, just at Iowa Pork. And you can see all the details and lots of news is going to be released as well. We crowned a new pork queen, as I mentioned, and our youth ambassadors, and they really do a great job just going all over the state and promoting the pork industry. One exciting addition this year, we introduced Spanish language technical training sessions, expanding access to education for pork production employees on the farm and in the processing plants. And so that was a new thing. We're constantly evolving, constantly trying to meet the needs of today's workforce and the constantly evolving pork industry. And we saw, great trade show with the latest and greatest in technology and, a lot of insight. And it's really a reunion of the pork industry, not just in Iowa, but folks from all over the Midwest come to this every year. And it's been a great couple of days to get together. There's a lot of optimism, so that's always good to see. And it's a great couple of days to honor this wonderful industry.
Absolutely. It's always a great time to get together with your fellow pork producers and farmers and also. So I guess not everybody will be able to make it to the Iowa Pork Congress here today, but the Iowa Pork Producers Association is always available year-round if you should ever need anything. You can always visit their website, iowapork.org, and click on the Contact Us tab, and you can find all of their information there. But Kevin, last but not least, do you have anything to wrap up on?
Yeah, the Iowa Pork Congress is really every January. It's where our industry comes together to learn, to connect, and to move forward. If you raise pigs or you work alongside those who do, this was the place to be. It was a great Pork Congress, and it was a great seeing thousands of people here in downtown Des Moines.
And just a reminder, things will wrap up today at about 2 p.m. And with your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.